As we just heard, U.S. officials don't expect security to be a major issue on Election Day in the south of Iraq. In and around the city of Basra, violence is not as common as it is in the middle of the country. As a result, candidates there are more willing to identify themselves and campaign in the media.
Basra is a predominantly Shiite city, and most Iraqis there say they are going to vote, including some members of the Sunni minority. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Basra, embedded with the British military. And Deborah, why is Basra so different from Baghdad?
Well, Robert, Basra has had its share of violence. In the past 7 days, there's been 20 attacks. There was the assassination of two candidates in the upcoming election, and there were three suicide car bombs a week ago, and that was a first for Basra. However, compared to Baghdad and the cities in the north, this is what passes for relative calm, and there are some reasons for that. For one thing, the majority Shiite population here were suppressed under Saddam, and they were glad to see him go. And you hear a discipline among the religious establishment, and what they say is that voting is the best way to deal with the foreign troops here. There's also a hunger among the Shiite majority for their turn at power in Iraq. And for them, this is a historical moment. It's the first time that a Shiite Muslim Arab community will take power in the Middle East, and there is some excitement about the vote.
Now, tell us about the campaigning that's going on there.
It is more open than what is seen in Baghdad or in central Iraq. Now, nobody is going out to the streets, but there are discreet meetings where people are invited, 20 to 30 people. The art students at Basra University built a float with cartoon characters, and they drove it around town, urging people to vote. There's a radio call-in show here where candidates and party leaders can answer questions. And we met some university students today who said that they were going out to the small villages to talk to Iraqis about the election. Remember, there's no electricity here for most of the time, so they can't hear the radio. The campus is plastered with posters. And unlike other parts of Iraq, some of the Sunni Iraqis we've met here say they are going to vote. They don't support the violence in the country, and most of them don't agree with the boycott that the Sunni Muslim parties are calling for.
Well, will security be the same for the election in Basra as in Baghdad?
Most of those security decisions are nationwide. The decisions are made in Baghdad, so Basra will be as tightened down as anywhere else. And what that means is probably no civilian cars will be allowed on the road on voting day. There's been at least one dress rehearsal with the Iraqi police, the National Guard, the Iraqi army, and their British advisors. The security problem here is going to be a little different than anywhere else, because what is going to happen is there'll be long lines of voters. And that's a target in itself, and the security people are a little worried about that.
Well, when you hear from people in Basra about their plans to vote, what do you hear them saying they expect to gain from this election?
Well, the expectations are quite large and maybe a little too large. What people say here is that the elections will solve their problems about jobs, about water, about electricity. But Basra is still a junkyard. There's garbage everywhere. Electricity is only on maybe 2 hours a day. And officials here are frustrated because the decision to turn on the lights comes from Baghdad, and they can't find out when those 2 hours will be, so people can't plan around it. Two young women told me today that they felt the Islamists in the city were oppressing women, but a strong central government will change all that. And of course, many people here said that an election would shorten the time that British and American forces would be in the country. It's a very long list. And at the same time, people seem to know so little about the details of the race, exactly who's running and what the election is really all about. I had an Iraqi say to me in Baghdad, the country is like a smart kid cramming for exams, that we've got to learn about democracy in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Deborah Amos, who is embedded with the British military in Basra, Iraq.